It's peak tourism season in the Gulf Coast, and here in Destin, the harbor is bustling with people sipping rum drinks, taking pirate cruises, and lounging on the decks of a giant waterfront restaurant, AJ's Seafood and Oyster House.
You mean there's people out there that don't know what AJ's is? You know, we always say if you set out to see the world and you haven't seen AJ's, you still haven't seen the world.
That's owner Alan Laird. Destin and Okaloosa County are seeing robust tourism numbers this year. But back when the oil spill happened in 2010, Laird says, it was a different story. Not because of physical damage, but because of public perception.
I mean, I personally don't think I saw enough oil to fill up a one-gallon bucket. But worst year, and the only year in 26 years of business, that I did less that year than the year prior. So financially, it was devastating.
So Laird, like thousands of business owners here on the Gulf Coast, filed claims in a class action suit against the BP oil company. Many of those claims remain unsettled still 2 years later. But regardless of what happens in the lawsuit, local leaders are putting their hopes for new relief money in Congress. The Restore Act is now on the table in a conference committee. It would take fines collected from BP and other companies responsible for the oil spill, put 20% in a trust fund, and split the remaining 80% between the five Gulf Coast states, Florida, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Texas. Of the state's money, 5% would be put into research, 35% would be split up directly among the states, and 60% would be divided in half, with one half going to the federal and state governments for restoration, and the other half being divided among the states, according to a mind-boggling calculation that involves the inverse proportion of the average distance from the oil rig to the oiled shoreline of each state.
So there's just lots of numbers to keep up with.
That's Mertis Frank, Southern District Director for Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran, attempting to explain the Restore Act language to a group of Florida Panhandle business owners and lawmakers at the Gulf Coast Restoration Summit. They met in Destin to talk about how they'd like the money to be used if the act passes. The most recent estimate of Florida's cut would be about $2.2 billion, with 75% of that going to the most affected counties and 25% going to other coastal counties. State Representative Doug Broxson of Gulf Breeze said his biggest concern is promoting tourism here in the eight affected Panhandle counties.
If we don't do that and we use it for general infrastructure in the eight counties, we will look back in 10 years and the money will be gone and we'll have no proof that it ever happened.
The Restore Act already has passed the Senate, and the House version is in a conference committee as part of a larger transportation bill. Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson co-sponsored the Senate bill, but Rubio then voted against it because he objected to an amendment that would have diverted interest from the fine money to a national ocean study program. That amendment is not part of the version being considered in the House. What both bills do have in common is the list of approved projects that the money could be used for, including the development and promotion of tourism, restaurants, and hotels. If the act does not pass, the issue could be delayed until after the presidential election. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo in Destin.